new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "Look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." He also said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "All is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will freely give water from the life-giving spring." And these are holy words for holy people. Thanks be to God.
This is a fun passage of scripture. Revelation is just kind of fun, really, if you know how to interpret it, if you know how to read it. And I recommend getting help if you want to interpret Revelation. You want to find a really good commentary that makes some sense out of Revelation. One of the best that I can recommend to you, and you will never forget this, comes from a guy named Eugene Boring. Right? It's the Boring Commentary on Revelation. It's part of the Interpretation series. It's just a great commentary on the book and how to read it in a way that actually makes sense, because Revelation doesn't make a lot of sense. Revelation is crazy. But there's some really good stuff in there, some real gems inside of Revelation. And one of them is this phrase. I love that phrase. "Look," or "behold, I am making all things new." And you know what I love about that? What I love about that is that nobody hates change more than church people. Right? Nobody hates change more than people in the church. We act like God says, "Behold, I am keeping all things exactly the way they've always been." But God says, "No, behold, I am making all things new." And when God makes all things new, that's good news. When God makes all things new, that's great news. But I think the coolest thing about making all things new is that when God does it with a sense of history and a sense of the past and a sense of mystery. As a pastor in the 21st century, I cannot exist without reading church growth literature, right? I mean, it has to happen. It's out there, and it's part of our DNA these days. And in particular, how to reach millennials, right? Because millennials are all exactly alike and they think exactly the same way, and they're this group that you can rein in and respond to in one specific way. But some of the there's some sarcasm in there somewhere. But one of the things that I find really interesting is that is the observation, and I think it's backed up statistically, that contemporary worship is really great for baby boomers and Gen X, and that millennials have this interesting tendency to like the ancient feeling of a traditional service. That it reaches into this tradition that goes back farther than anything. And I don't think that's universally true. I think maybe millennials enjoy a blended service that has some contemporary music, but an awful lot of folks are like, "I don't want the music I listen to in church to sound like the music I listen to in my car. I don't want the music I listen to in church to be anything like the music I listen to in my earbuds, you know? They like the tradition. They like reaching back. And that we can make things new by reaching into the past and reaching into the future at the same time. There's this image that I love of being on a swing. How do you make a swing go? How do you make the swing go higher? You pump your feet and you lean back. You pump your feet and you lean back at the same time. If you want to get the swing going higher, you have to push forward with your feet and lean back. And if we want the church to really swing, we have to pump our feet into the future and lean back into the traditions of the past at the same time. There's something beautiful about that, isn't there? But this morning, for All Saints Day, this is a moment where we recognize that we are pumping forward into the future while we lean back on those who have gone before us. While we lean back into our ancestors and how they've taught us and nurtured us and raised us. I've made no secret about the fact that Elizabeth is teaching me how to do genealogy. She's got me hooked on Ancestry.com, and I am looking back into my family. And the fascinating part of looking back into your family history is learning how these folks, two, three, four, five generations back, influenced who I am. How did they make my dad who he is? How did they make my mom who she is? How did they make my grandmother who she is or who she was? How did all of this work together to create us as we are? There's something beautiful about that. I sat my clicker down somewhere. That's the problem. Ah, there it is. Okay. And I came across this on Facebook, and it just had to go into the sermon. This is so beautiful. Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. We are gathered here as the result of a love of thousands of people who have attended this church over the years. We are here as a result of the love of thousands of people back in our ancestry. Grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, great-uncles, great-aunts, distant cousins. And one of the reasons that this resonated with me so profoundly that I had to share it with you this morning was several years ago, I was in counseling. Not as a counselor, because that was my career at one point, but I was in counseling as a client. I was battling depression. My marriage was falling apart. I was having vocational problems. My job wasn't going well. It felt like nothing was going well. It felt like life was beating me down. And I was heartbroken and hurt and didn't know what to do. And my therapist not only helped me figure out some strategies to work with my doctor to get on the right medicine, to work with exercise, to get my body moving, to get the right chemicals going inside of my brain, to behavioral strategies that would help things go better. And when he worked with me to develop those strategies, he said, I want you to imagine that you're on a stage, and out there in the audience are your grandparents and your great-grandparents and the aunts and uncles who aren't with you anymore. And these rows and rows and rows of your ancestors going back as far as you can imagine. And with every positive step you make, they stand up and cheer because they're your fans and they're rooting for you and they love you. And I'm tearing up just talking about it now. It can feel futile. It can feel frustrating. It can feel like hard, hard work, investing in something and not seeing the payoff right away and doing everything you can to make things work. And when you imagine the saints who have gone before you standing up and cheering for you for every positive step you make, for every positive change you adopt, for every little thing you do that makes a difference, your ancestors are back there saying, "You go. You knock this out. You are the result of the love of everyone who is gathered here cheering for you." And with all of those people, all of the saints in your life, all of the saints in the life of this church, all of the saints in the life of the church are gathered to cheer for us. The saints from your life are gathered to cheer for you. And in that, God is making all things new. And that is the past we lean back into as we kick our legs forward into the future. That is the trust we have in who God is and what God has done for us and what God is doing for us. And so, this morning, I ask you to name someone who is in that great cloud of witnesses, standing up and cheering for you. And we will recognize them. Who's cheering for you? Your grandparents. Wayne and Sherry's mom and dad. All four of my grandparents. I want you to leave this service with the image in your mind that in heaven there is a standing ovation for you. You are the product of the love of thousands. And they are cheering for you to do better than you're doing today. They're cheering for you to do better than they did. They're cheering for you to do the best you've got the ability to do. And there is a love that transcends time and space and life and death. So for this All Saints Sunday, take a bow. Amen and amen. And as we prepare our hearts,